Okay, good evening, good evening. At the top of page 6. Shulchan Aruch writes, Reish Pei Beis, Motzin Sefer Torah V'Koyim Bo Shiva. Okay, so Shabbos, you take out Sefer Torah and you have 7 aliyahs. Ve'im Rotzu L'Hoisif Mosif. And if you want to add more to that, you can add more to that. So here's the conflict. Tirchid Tzibura, right? But okay, it's an Ofrof, it's a Shevra, it's a Bar Mitzvah, right? So you want to do Hosafas. You hear the groan from the Balabatim when, like, you know, right? When it comes time for the Hosafas. So let's start seeing this. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Daled, V'im Rotza, if one wants to, Yesh Omrim Shehayom, Shekol Echad Mehakurim Mevorek Lefanel Acharel, Kanal, Ein Kedai Lehosif Laharbos Bebrachos. You shouldn't do this because you're now causing it. He's referring to the Mishnah, it talks about in Megillah, that nowadays everyone who gets an aliyah goes up, makes their own bracha beforehand and the bracha afterwards. But in the times of the Gemara Megillah says that just the first person made the first bracha, everybody goes up, no brachas, chop chop, and the last one, he closes up shop and he makes the bracha achrona for everybody. But he says nowadays, everybody makes their own bracha, so now you're, maybe it's a bracha shen tzricha. You add an aliyah. Maybe you shouldn't do that. Ach b'mokum hatzorech, if you really need to, kigon chasana or brismila v'chol ki hagavne ein lechush lezeh. So there's no problem. There's a simcha that you need to do it, so then you can add.
Well, how's need
defined? Like he says, this is a chasana, you know, brismila. You know, birthdays are not a need.
Yeah, but
it's my birthday. I need a leah.
Well, that's the brismila. It's the birthday.
You have a chiyuvim, right? You're right. Your side, yeah. So those are things.
My cousin Jeremy, you don't have to send everyone from the family out to get bleas, you know, for that,
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Mosif, he says you could add in Sifkat and Hayes. The Mishnah says you could add. You shouldn't put too many up there. So now it's not on here, but the Ber Hativ says, what do you think? What's our cutoff number? How many is too much? Okay, 1, 2. How many? What point would you say, Zev? How many until you're off? Too many.
What's the limit?
What would you say is the limit?
10.
That's the Ber Hativ. You're mechamed the Ber Hativ. Says 10. Okay, good. So
total or additional?
Ten total. Although, it's 1 second. Oh, so, 10 additional. The oldest active synagogue in the world is where? Take a guess.
It's in Prague.
Before Prague in Rome. It dates back to the time of the Maccabees. Still at the base of Migdash. They set up a shul in Rome, and it's still functioning ad hayom hazeh. So there's a museum there. And we don't have here. You get an aliyah, so you have like little cards, right? You know, you go, like someplace you get like a little silver plat, right? Like the Kohen Levi, right? So in the museum, in this oldest shul in Rome, when they have out the number of aliyah cards, silver things, 24. 24. I've been, Baruch Hashem, I've had the privilege to be in Square for Shabbos many times. I stopped counting like 17 or 18. And they told me they've cut down in the way it used to be. You have a community of, you know, several thousand people, and there's a bris, there's a chasen, but they make breakaway minyanim from Kriyas HaTorah in order to accommodate anybody. And the main minyan, there was 17 or 18 hosafas. So you're asking, is 10 total or is 10 the cut-up? It depends where you're davening. Yeah, so you have such a thing. Now, continues the Ramah, and then at the top line he says, V'hu hadin b'yom tov, mut l'hosif al minyan hakruim. You're allowed to add on for on Yom Tov also. So the Ramah just passed into Shaila, because it's a machlokis really. You see in the parentheses, it tells you, this is the opinion of the Rambam, yeah, that you're allowed to, however the Ran disagrees, the Ran, Beit HaNisim, says no. You cannot do Hosafas on Yom Tov. So what do you think the reasoning behind the Ran is why we would not? Tirchid Tzibur, you see, okay, but besides Tirchid Tzibur, what would be a different halachic concern as to why you would not want to be Mosif on Yom Tov?
Because
what? Because you think it's Shabbos, right? We'd be 5 and then, and 6 on Yom Kippur, and then 7 is Shabbos. So, oh, wait a second, I had 7 aliyahs on Yom Tov. So no, so the Ran said, we don't paskin that way. You could do Hosafas, meaning is not to, but you could do Hosafas, but the Ran doesn't like that. The Ramah paskin is like the Ram, you could, but you're right, that's the concern. The person's going to get confused, and they're going to go ahead and make confusion between the Kedushas of Shabbos and the Kedushas of Yom Tov.
Can I add this consideration?
Yeah?
The Ran was Sephardic.
So Sephardim.
So the Sephardim, they don't do Hosafos like we do Hosafos.
What do you mean?
So what they're going to do is, it comes to the third Aliyah.
Yeah.
They will read the third Aliyah as many times as they need to accommodate.
That, yeah, okay. So that's a discussion. So, is that really called a Hosafa or not? To just repeat the Kriya Satorah. So we assume, no, you have to at least have, the minimum of Kriya is three Pesukim. Two out of the three have to be new. Two out of the three Pesukim have to be new for it to halakha to be called a, for, right, for it to be called a Hosafa. The Sephardim Bichla, I'll show you in a few minutes. You know, let's jump to it. Why not? I'm feeling like jumping. Let's go, I'll show you. I gotta find it first before we jump there.
What I'm saying is that according to the Ron, you wouldn't be adding necessarily, if that was what you were playing, then you wouldn't be adding any breaks, any additional breaks in the Aliyah. You still have the five.
I hear.
You said, I hear.
I have my five Aliyahs, I call 10 people to read up those five.
Correct.
I hear. Okay. You remind me of something I'll show you. Look on page 7 for a second. We'll jump around a little bit. On the left, far left column, where it says the paragraph, the third paragraph, where it says, Va'od Matzinu. Yeah, but Kriya Satorah, Ma'ash Adon HaPoiskim B'Simin, this is what we're just quoting right now, Reish Pen Beis, Im Roy L'Hosif Al Zayin HaKruyim B'Shabbos. Are you, do you know it? Haber Heitiv, right? Sham, Hevi, Tekanas, Marshal, Prague, Shalol L'Hosif Al Asor HaKruyim, Mishum Tirchitziv, not more than 10. Okay. Me'iri, Chidushim Mitzinu Me'iri, B'Me'iri, B'Megillah Chafa, Dehatam Shebe'mincha Tiknu Shalol L'Hosif Al Gimel. Why don't we add on Mincha? Why don't we do Hosafas on Mincha? V'gam ein maftir b'mincha dekevin shatzibur kvar ayif v'yageya. Sounds like a molik. Chashashur tefeil tirch v'tzibur. We don't want to add it. I'm so tired. That's called tirch v'tzibur. In order that he's so tired. But look at the next one. This is about the Sfardim making mishaberch for, like Ira said, for cousin Jimmy. Everybody gets a mishaberch. Everyone goes, Ayin b'shut shelos yaivitz chelik alf simin samech dalid shekosu b'cherifus. He writes very sharply. Yitera neged mash nogulomer misha berach. He doesn't even like making a misha berach. And the Ash the Sephardim are not bothered by this. Achre aliyah l'torah v'kosu d'mavad mash yesh bo pisuk ma'os. Ah, you're gonna say how much you're giving? You're, you know, 10 times high, 5 times high, whatever, may a dollar, bakbuk, whatever you're going to donate for the kiddush. Ubekosh is tzrochim, right? Which really you're not supposed to. We try to add in like an ish Shabbos grad, we say, oh, Shabbos, you're not allowed to lay out anything, but anyways, you want to make a mishabech anyway, even they're not supposed to make a mishabech on Shabbos. Okay, so it's Bakosh is tzrochim, doesn't like that. Yeshbo gam tirch litzibur v'ashre misha yevatel minugzeh. It would be great if someone could glum and stop. Stop the Misha Berachs on Shabbos. Tiuch Nitzibur. That's why the Hashkalman we don't make, right? Ach Av, who cost of Sheminog Ze Atiku, it's an ancient minhag. V'hanach lehem v'nei Yisrael, im lo neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. That if we're not really neviim, we are b'nei neviim. That we intuitively know it's right. So I always like to quote this, this is a Gemara in Pesach, and this whole Shalik came about using a term of knife, Erev Shabbos, Chalitz B'Shabbos. So the Piazetz, the Rebbe, explains when Klaus was called Bnei Nevi'im. So a Ben Novi doesn't mean that my parents are Mr. and Mrs. Novi. Right? A Ben Tor does not mean my parents are a Ben Olam Haba. What does it mean you say it's a child of this, a Ben Novi? So the Piazetz, the Rebbe, explains beautifully that it means that's the essence of a person. If you want to say on somebody they're a Ben Torah, it means that's the essence that person is, that they have a Shaykhus of the Torah. A ben olam haba means a person is a sheiches to Torah. So it says we're bnei neviim. Klal Yisrael intuitively knows what's right. Klal Yisrael, we know we're bnei neviim. So we make mishaberachs because we're bnei neviim. There's something to it. So he's very hesitant to go around and changing a minhag. There's very sharp tshuvas from Rav Moshe where someone wants to attack a minhag that the Klal Yisrael has. He destroys him. He says, who are you to start up with the minhag of Klal Yisrael? So that reminded me of you holding about the Sephardim. The Sephardim will, like, he says, no, Mishaberach, chip chop, keep it flowing. The Sephardim will get up there and bless everybody. Who, all their Facebook friends get up, you know, everyone gets the thing. Now, let's go back to the, page 6 for a second. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, a new topic. Everything's related, obviously, to this burden on the tzibur. It could happen. It does happen. What do you do when you take out the wrong Sefer Torah? Ooh, right. So you'll find some places they have, like, you know, little chains hang, right? Right. This is the Rosh Chodesh one. This is the Parsha Shavuot. This is the other, right? They'll have it. Sometimes not. Sometimes the Gabbai is confused. It could happen to Chol Hamoed Pesach. Say, look, and you forget where it's rolled to, and you take the wrong one out. It could happen. So, in 1959, it happened. And I'll tell you what happened. I'll give you the background as to what happened in the shul, and then the Rav asked Moshe, you're right. So they did this. The Gabbai took out the wrong Sefer Torah, and so people weren't too pleased with him, and he put it back. Took out the wrong Sefer before they read it, because what would be the opposite? You fill it out. If you take that Sefer Torah, and now if you put it down, the Magen Avraham says, once it's down on the table, there's no discussion. Once it's down, you have to roll to the right spot. But here it sounds like it was not down. They just took it out. They looked, well, no, everyone yelled. They closed the aisle, so they put it back. They put the Sefer Torah back in, and then they took out the one that was really rolled to the right place, and they read from that one. So the Rav, I guess it sounds like it wasn't there, maybe it was. He says he likes what the Gabbai did. He wanted to make a comparison between the following case. You have to have such a broad spectrum of Hilchos Chanukah. So I'll read you. You don't have this on here, but there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Taf Resh Ayin Gimel about what's the preferable type of shemen to use for your neiros. So the Shulchan Aruch reads, Kol Hashemanim Apsilos Kasherim L'Ner Chanukah. All types of oil and all types of wicks are fine. V'afal pi she'ein Hashemanim Nimshachim Achar Hapsila V'ein Ha'ur Nizla Yafe V'Ois Hapsilos. Even if you have like an inferior quality, you're still allowed to use this. Hagoa Umihu Shemen Zayis, but to use oil, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. The most preferable thing to use is olive oil. V'im Ein Shemen Zayis Motzi. If you don't have that, Mitzvah B'Shemanim She'oran Zach V'Noki. So you try to get you try to get the clear, right, a nice flame. So the case was as follows. In halachic hierarchy, the candles, you know, the Meal Mart sends out to those pack of 44 candles, right? That doesn't beat out Shemen Zayis. Olive oil is our preferred lichat chila to do this. So the machlokis that came up in time in the Chacham Tzvi, somebody had the candles out, and they didn't have Shemen Zayis available, and they set up everything, they're all ready to start, and then, oh, someone came to the door, somehow they've got Shemen Zayis. Should I reject the candles that were set up for the mitzvah itself and use the Shemen Zayis? Or I say, no, I'm ready to go. I have it in front of me right now, and it's like a bizayin to the mitzvah to put away the candles and use out the Shemen Zayis. So before we see who says what would you think? What would you do in this case? Would you use the pre-lit, the ready-to-go candles, or would you wait for the, use the now change and upgrade?
The candles don't have Kedusha on their own. It's not Tashmishei Kedusha.
Okay.
So they only have, once they're used for a mitzvah, the whole thing is the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of lighting the candles. It's not about the candles. It's about the mitzvah of lighting the candles. If you can do the mitzvah better with other candles and you put away the candles don't have any Kedusha.
Okay, good. So is there a bizayon to the candles?
No, because it's just the candle. Until you do the mitzvah, it's just the candle.
Okay, so hazman alaf milsa.
Yeah, the kavod is for the mitzvah, so you bring better candles.
So now I want to do the mitzvah lichat chila, mitzvah min hamuvchar. I want to do the best way, so I should push those aside and take the new, because I have the opportunity to it. I haven't done the mitzvah yet. Okay. Well, yeah, Ira?
I would say what we do with the challah on Shabbos, we have the challah covered because we don't want to embarrass the challah when we're making kiddush. At least is that the official reason, or that's just a cute thing that they tell kids?
Both, it's the official and it's cute.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So with that being the case, you know, I think it's almost the beer. You know, even though what Svi said, you know, is correct, I would say that it would almost be an embarrassment to the candles and like.
Be a bizon, yeah.
So just like the challah, we don't want to embarrass the challah. We don't want to embarrass the candles, so that we learn not to embarrass people.
Okay, good. So Ramosh, so therefore, this is how the Rav wanted to say, just like you could use the better candles, the mitzvah nemufkar, the Shemen Zayis now, so too I can use the better Sefer Torah, the one that's rolled to the spot, and therefore that's why he wanted to defend the actions of his gabbai. Okay, so now that's the background behind the tshuva. Let's pick it up, about 10 lines down. You see where the third word is Zehine. About 10 lines down the first column. This is Kochos HaHocha, right after the period. Vihine Lanias Daiti, says Moshe, Lo Domi L'Sham. This is not a good comparison, Chanukah candles, to the Sefer Torah. Af Im Neim, if you're going to say, Sforza, Kavod Toroso, Da Sefer Torah Haim, kibishmonim l'ner Chanukah, even if you want to grant me this idea that one Sefer Torah is better than the other one, digam hosam rak mishum b'shem and zayis mitzvah min hamufchar matir ha-chacham tzvi kibifurish v'devorav. The reason why the Chacham Tzvi allowed you to use the shem and zayis, because that's a better way of doing it. Aval k'she'ein ha-sheni mufchar l'mitzvah, gam ha-chacham tzvi moideh. But if there's no milah one over the other, then the Chacham Tzvi, you can't change one out for the other. So is there a better milah to using this Sefer Torah over the other one? They're both Sefer Torah. There's no inherent benefit of one. You could go and Shem and Zayas or Shem and Zayas to Acher. So to change one Shem and Zayas to a different one, you couldn't do that. Same level. Shitzorich Levarach B'Shem and Arishon. You have to use the first one. So Hoche 8, where it's underlined, Ein Shumaila L'mitzvah B'Kriya Sefer Torah Acher. There's no Maila, the fact that I want to now use this other second Sefer Torah, per se. There might be an additional secondary concern of a Tircha de Tzibura, but in the mitzvah itself, so there's no different hierarchy. It's one Sefer Torah on the same Sefer. It's on the same playing field. So he says, your comparison is not accurate, says Rav Moshe.
Unless one's a higher quality.
And he'll say in a minute that if you would have one that was only kosher adi ad chak and one that's a beautiful ksav, then there is a real hit or mitzvah over here, and you would do that. Yeah. Hare gamach l'hacham tzvi yesh l'oser. So he would say it's no good. Va'afti ikat sorech yoyse b'sefer Torah acheres mitzad kavod tircha de tzibura ein ze chashivus umale b'ha mitzvah ele inyin acher. So it's a secondary concern. Right. In kein ulai ma shehu kimivaze harishona odif mitircha de tzibura. So perhaps it's a greater problem to be mevaz the first Sefer Torah by putting it back than the concern of Tircha de Tzibura, right? So that's he doesn't like this so much at first. I'll skip to the next paragraph. V'gam yishlomer le'idach gis on the other hand. Now someone argued with the Chacham Tzvi who allowed you to upgrade the Shavus Yaakov disagreed. The Shavus Yaakov said that you could not. You had to use the candles themselves. You couldn't go to Shemin Zayas. Because to get a better way, I'm not going to disgrace my first mitzvah that's ready to go. So he himself might argue and say, look, when it comes to Tircha de Tzibura, that's better than the mitzvah hamuvchar. So even though in the case where he says you have to use the candles because mitzvah hamuvchar doesn't beat, but maybe Kavod Tzibur would win out, right? So he says it's not muchruch. Your whole machlo, because you want to pin this up, doesn't go. So that's what we saw, that you could have the Kohen Gadol read a Baal Peh. Yesovrim shehu isur rak shemipnei kovet tzibur v'chshiva kilo efshel hatiru. So he doesn't like this idea. At the end of the tshuva, I'm going to skip a little more because I want to try to cover a few things. If you look on the left, the last column on the left, where it's underlined saying "Umatzina b'sider Yaakov Yaivitz," yeah. B'tchil hilchos kriyas haTorah b'sof sif aleph sheyesh b'zeh machlokis. So at the end of the day, Rav Moshe wants to answer this rabbi back: did you do the right thing or not by putting back one sefer Torah and taking out the second one? He says it's a machlokis. Shekosav sham, shekosav ve'im hotzi sefer Torah. Right? So you realize as you're carrying it to put it down on the beam, that whoops, you got the wrong one out. And you have one that's correctly rolled to the right spot. That's one opinion. You can just take it back. Again, he's very careful. He says you didn't put it down yet. Once the Sefer Torah is down, then we don't return it. So the other machlokes says no. Once you've taken it out, you don't put it back in. It's like a bizayon to that Sefer Torah, and you would go ahead. That's what they're based upon. This whole machlokes is it what takes preference, to be mvaza the Sefer Torah, or is it concerned not to be matriach the tzibur? Ve'ein shayech zeh l'machlokes hashvus Yaakov ha'chacham tzvi. So he says this has no relevance whatsoever to the whole Chanukah candles question. V'raya, I'll prove it to you. Midlo kosev das aviv ha'chacham tzvi. Right? His father was the Chacham Tzvi. He brings down the machlokes, doesn't quote his own father. So he says it's not connected at all. But the alma, you see, the gam l'chacham tzvi yoch lizbor kibayz hashito. So you could say the Chacham Tzvi into both sides of the equation. It's not a parallel. L'chein l'dina. Bottom line says Ramoshe. Came to ikav beiz shitos. Since you have two legitimate halachic opinions on the books, v'yesh tamnachal nuchal echod miashitos, you have a good reason for each one of them. The one reason to keep out the incorrect Sefer Torah is because it would be designed to return it. And the good reason to return it is because of Tirchid Tzibur. So you have a real halachic value on each one of them. The Ovid Mar, Ka'ovid, the Ovid Lamar, Ovid. Either one, you can't go wrong. You can do either one you want. However, even though you can't go wrong, but again, the Sefer Torah has not been put down yet. He ends off, Ima kal eina makpidin, al kvodam, betuchosam, vada eina haksira. But really, if the Tzibur is not going to be makpid, then you should just put it down and roll it. And that is the overwhelming minhag, the fact that we assume that the tzibur is not really makpid on it.
So go with what you have.
If you take it out, if this would come up and if someone accidentally removed the incorrect Sefer Torah, even they had not yet put it down, we would still just do this. There are times when I've been involved in cases when this actually came up, and I didn't know the tzibur so well. I was right.
You had the right bottle.
It was on Pesach, so I didn't know. I thought people might be mocking on it. You never know. So I told them that they didn't put it down. I told them to take it back and use the correct Sefer Torah.
Because imagine this happens often. We have more than one Sefer Torah come out.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was Chol Hamoed Pesach, and they took out the wrong one. They hadn't yet rolled it, so we made a mid flight navigational switch, but. Ramosha here says, really, you could do either one, but he feels the preferable thing is, and most people are not really makpid on that. Okay.
So, yeah. On something like Pesach, where you're taking out three Sefer Torah, and you take them out in the wrong order. So you have all the right Sefer Torah, but the Baal Tefillah does not have the first Sefer Torah.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem. We're talking about once you've put it down on the bima to start reading.
Okay, so as long as you recognize before you put it down,
then you can switch, right? Once it's down, that's the Mogen Avraham, I think, that says we don't. At that point, you have to roll. Yeah, I was once at a bris. I was a guest. And the rav of the shul was not there, and Balabatim, the guy took out the wrong Sefer Torah, okay, and they put it down. And they go, whoops! And they picked up the Sefer Torah and they just put it back into the on. I was in a dilemma. I was wrong, but on the other hand, it wasn't.
So they put it back.
They put it back. They took out the right one.
Right, but I'm saying once they put it back, it doesn't matter.
Right. So my split second decision would have been as I saw them lifting it up to take it back. Should I? I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I felt not to impose. It was here. I would have said something, but it wasn't. I hope, right? Okay, we have a few minutes. Let me try to cover one more topic. There's obviously a beautiful amount of material on this. The discussion is that the poskim have. We've been talking about Tirchid Tzibur. Is that a d'oraisa or is that a d'rabbanan? Is this a d'oraisa? If so, you have to find a source for it. No, it's a d'rabbanan. Right? So what would you say? What's your halachic intuition tell you?
So it's a machlokas. We saw in one of the sources that we didn't find in the Rambam Minyan HaMitzvahs any counting for this.
Okay,
however,
good. Good, yeah.
Since it's a Kvod Shamayim, we probably do have. So if we hold that Kabbalat Tzibur is the same as Kvod Shamayim, then there would be a Mitzvah Saseh, the Rice of Kvod Shamayim.
So okay.
HR wagon to that.
Okay, good. You're saying well. No, certainly Rav Asher Weiss writes that certainly you have to say that the concept behind it is deraisa. How it's implemented, and in which specific cases that falls within the realm of the rabbanim. For example, I mean, saw in some of the sources, there's even a concept of not closing a sefer Torah by making your bracha when you get an aliyah, because then by the time it takes, how long does it take? A few seconds? You have to look for it. The Baal Kori knows where it is, right? The guy before you just closed it.
Sometimes but it takes
even,
a long time.
Okay, how much? What's the most? 10 seconds? It feels like 2 hours, but Lamaic is 10 seconds, right? No, yeah. How long does it take to find the right spot?
Sometimes let me ask you something before you continue. How long does it take the guy behind you to honk? What's the light has changed? New York minutes. People start fetching.
But you see, even the Chazal defined, even that could be a tircha d'tzibura.
Right.
So even the smallest amount. Something. Okay. So I was thinking of that. I didn't see anybody who made this connection. But I think a few other places where you find something that's really a din d'oraisa, yet the Rabbanan are the ones who formulate it. Famous example is Kiddush. The Nusach of Kiddush is the Minchasin, I think, Lamed Aleph, where he has this discussion that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a din d'oraisa. What words I use, what text I use, right? Same thing by Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon.
How do you do it?
What? There is an inyan, right? Mitzvah d'oraisa of benching, right? What formally I have to say in Rabbi Yotzi that Chiv d'oraisa is that we could add to this list Malacha on Chol HaMoed, right? What's allowed, what's not allowed. So these are all things that have an ikar min hatara, but the Rabbanim come and give us the framework for how to do it. So same thing here by Tirchid and Tzibur. Yeah.
When the Gemara comes back and says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, do we consider that to be a D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan?
D'oraisa. Halacha Moshe is a D'oraisa. We just had in the Daf Yomi all the D'oraisas. Okay, look, I appreciate everybody coming and learning. If there's any more questions, we could probably discuss that. I don't want to keep to go too long, right?
I think we're on
machlok. You're machlok. That's machlok. Is it machlok or not?